Finn and the Ferocious Flu. Copyright 2021. Story by Seth Elliott Santoro, who resides in the United States of America. Illustrations by Robert Dursley, who resides in South Africa. Audiobook read by Spring Pace and Spencer Hum. Welcome to the Smile Adventure Series. It's a series about healing from challenges, issues, problems, and loss. This is book one in the series. This is not a book about COVID per se. It's a fictional story about a family and a city dealing with a ferocious flu pandemic. The influenza, flu, and COVID-19 are both contagious respiratory illnesses, but they are caused by different viruses. COVID-19 is caused by infection with a new coronavirus called SARS-CoV-2, and flu is caused by infection with influenza viruses. This book is dedicated to everyone affected in any way by the recent COVID pandemic. Finn and the Ferocious Flu is about how a family navigates through an unprecedented event in modern times. This book is designed for your edutainment. In other words, the story within this book is meant to be both educational and entertaining. As you read through the story, pay special attention to the family's emotions, feelings, and behaviors as they deal with this challenging time in their lives. Afterwards, you'll be prompted with questions and guided to discuss the various events and steps we all adventure through when faced with major loss and/or obstacles in your own life. Hopefully, Finn's story will help you the next time you experience a significant loss in your life. Finn and the Ferocious Flu begins now.
Once upon a time, in a city far away, there lived a family, my family, who was quite normal, I'd say. Mom and Dad both worked hard. My brother Brad, a pain in the butt. Just like normal brothers, he didn't like me much. So what? I was an 8-year-old kid who just wanted to read books, play video games, have playdates, futz with my dragon named Schnooks. Mom was always caring, while Dad was otherwise occupied. My brother was super silly, and I always looked on the bright side. Until one cold winter day, a terrible illness spread wide, with strength and determination, a thorn in our side. To flatten the flu's curve, the city went into quarantine, social distancing. The malls even closed. Something like we'd never seen. And then poor Auntie Dee Dee, she became ill with this flu. Leaving this world so fast, we all didn't know what to do. And then everything changed. Mom and Dad went into shock and forbade both Brad and I from playing on our block. Today it's been 2 weeks since our stay-at-home orders passed, and we have no idea what's next or how long this might last. Mom started working from home in our study every day. New rule, she's not to be disturbed. For now, that's okay. My parents are super stressed, keeping us safe from what's beyond the door. I do my best, give them space, then at bedtime love on them more. Dad now often seems a bit confused, like walking around in a daze. But I'm loving every second when he sits down with us and plays. Brad is still a dork, but he keeps mostly to himself, on his phone, the computer, or staring at his unique bookshelf. Every once in a while, he graces us with snarky tude, so I annoy him a bit, until he farts in my face. How rude! Schools have been closed for what seems like a year. Some people are going crazy, while others are living in fear. School now has these video calls. I don't like them, not one bit. What does it matter if I learn now? Why can't I just quit? Today it's been 4 weeks, and life is completely on hold. I caught Mom crying last week, thought it best not to interfere. She even yelled at me for nothing, for which I'm still a bit unclear. Mom and Dad fight more and more, and I dare not get involved. I keep hoping and praying daily this will all soon be resolved. Dad is doing his best, more loving and chatty than usual. He hugs me now quite often. I don't mind. The feeling is mutual. My favorite meals are breakfast. Dad makes me whatever I please. He says this won't last forever, but I secretly want time to freeze. Dad has now taken charge of food shopping and the like. Cause Mom's too nervous to leave, we joke around that she's on strike. Dad doesn't like to go either. To wait in those 6-foot spaces? Not to mention the long lines, where people aren't even covering their faces. Brad has become creative, as he's building cool things in his room. I'm not allowed in, so I can't say what, but it kind of smells like doom. I'm a little confused by this flu. What is a patient zero? My awesome mom has struggled a bit, while Dad has become my new hero. Dad understands me best. He says this is like a temporary game. This too shall pass, he says. We wish Mom felt the same. I guess everyone's handling this the absolute best they can. Getting through each day is tough. Mr. Virus, I'm not a fan. Each day is a brand new adventure. My emotions are everywhere. Some days good, other days not. It all seems a bit unfair. Today it's been 6 weeks, and the truth is finally settling in. Sometimes Mom enjoys some wine, while Dad his tonic and gin. Don't we live in the 21st century? Why is everyone freaking out? For toilet paper and paper towels? What's that all about? Mom feels better knowing this flu has affected everyone. She hopes it brings the world closer, while I hope we can have more fun. My dad just smiles sweetly and tells me day after day, aside from the worldwide experience, we each have our own way. Dad says, unique as you and me, to each exists our own path. Emotions and feelings running amok. It will be one interesting aftermath. My brother says, emotions are like farts. They come and go as they please. We all laugh and it breaks the tension. Again, I wish time could freeze. Life is pretty good for me, except I keep feeling that weight. My dad says it's natural, but what do I know? I'm really only 8. My family is home all the time. My brother, less annoying than normal. I can't get used to scrubbing my hands this much. It's so very abnormal. The law says we must wear masks. I pretend I'm a bunch of superheroes. My brother hates them with a passion when it fogs up his new Sub-Zeros. Nothing will ever be the same again. Nothing the way it used to be. We're all just doing our best to survive. Wouldn't you agree? It's been about 8 weeks. Welcome to our new normal. This is really, really uncomfortable, like a dance or semi-formal. We have our family routines with movie or game night Wednesdays. The whole family laughs together, eating delicious pizza gourmets. Twice last week, I caught a glimpse of a former mom's smile. I kept to myself, as not to disturb. I'll admit, it's been a while. Dad says to accept the world as is and Mom will eventually come around. Dad keeps preparing us daily, saying it's as uncertain as a battleground. Brad lets me into his room sometimes. I know it's not a done deal. I'm working on him slowly. Perhaps one day it'll be for real. My family is a bit unique. but I love him because we have a ball. Wacky and all would be nowhere else for this once-in-a-lifetime close call. I'll tell you a secret of mine. I've been feeling this very spring. Sometimes I want to run away. Sometimes I wouldn't change a thing. I've learned a thing or two through this recent pandemic age. We all have gifts and emotions to share on a proud refrigerator stage. In life, we all have bad days, followed by good days indeed. Lately, we struggle and fight instead of trying to succeed. Today, it's been 2.5 months. It's old and tired, I'll tell whoever. Some days are longer than others, but the city has changed forever. I've never seen the flowers, trees, or bees quite so alive. It appears without humans, they can flourish and thrive. Mom is super excited to return to work one day soon. She finally apologized, and it appears to have changed her tune. Mom feels she dealt with this poorly, confused, angry, sad, amen. But we'll all forgive her, surely. Dad was right not to judge or condemn. Dad says we can only do our best, and that's all anyone can expect. He says we'll have to wear masks for months and months. We checked. Brad hates his mask with a passion. He always goes a bit ballistic. I love my mask. It's super cool and a tad futuristic. Today is 4 months later, and the new normal is our reality. The city is slowly reopening and the streets nearing vitality. Wearing masks is the latest fashion trend. Toilet paper once again in stock. Been grateful these last few weeks, because we are now permitted to walk. Mom is happier now. She says, together we can survive anything, and we will always help each other, because family means everything. Dad says, when we know better, we do better, and one day I'll see. No matter what happens, we'll get through it, together, my family and me. Dad talks about being grateful, gracious, happy, and forgiving, because it brought us even closer, and we are lucky to be living. Life as we knew it changed. Life as we knew it ceased. I'm grateful to be alive and the good in humanity released. I've heard people talk of a cleanse, nature's way of resetting the earth. Humanity is forever changed, and I feel a universal rebirth. Someday soon, we'll play outside. No masks, no worries, no fear. Someday soon, we'll see my grandparents. I'm hopeful within the year. We live to enjoy another day. We live to share our gifts. The city's upside down now, after protests and radical shifts. I've learned to be open and flexible, as our paths are filled with strife. We must learn to ride the roller coaster of this beautiful journey called life. And there you have it, my true story of this ferocious flu. I hope you've learned through this crisis, our loved ones are truly the glue. Healing from loss is not easy. There's surely no debate. Get ready and buckle up, because life is what you create. And I would say we lived happily ever after, but we know this much is true. In times of trauma and crises, we uncover the real you.
About the author. Seth Elliott Santoro, CEC, is also the author of Smile from the Inside, and From Grief to Grace. This is his first children's book. When he's not working on books, Seth helps kids, families, and adults heal and navigate through stressful times and big changes in their lives. Seth's vision is to inspire the world to heal and find happiness. Seth loves playing with his niece and nephew. He loves chocolate, corn on the cob, and likes to eat lots of fruits and veggies. Check out more of his stuff. Visit www.sethsantoro.com. About the illustrator. Robert Dursley draws all the time. He drew the doctor that delivered him. He drew his parents, his teachers, and everyone else he knows. He draws at work, at home, in the car, not recommended, and now he can say he's drawn a children's book too. If you want to check out more of Robert's stuff, visit www.illustrious.co.za. Thank you for listening to Finn and the Ferocious Flu. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you love the story, please leave a review on Amazon for the ebook or the physical book itself. Thank you.